quickly, recapping last night, man, the play call at the end of the game. Like, you got Cam Newton, just a beast of a man, and you elect on to not go with the quarterback sneak. Like, it just seems that Norv Turner completely outthought himself there, or am I wrong?
Yeah, no, I think he got a little too cute, but, you know, at the same time, if he did a quarterback sneak and he got stuffed, you know, critics would come out and say, oh, it was too obvious, or, you know, he wasn't being creative enough. So I could see it from both perspectives. And, you know, it could be that he didn't want to sneak Cam because he didn't want to risk hurting that shoulder. It seems like it's a real problem for Cam so far this season.
Okay, you know, I guess that's fair, but at the same time, I'm like, man, if he can't get you a half a yard, then put in your other quarterback or do something. You look ahead to this weekend now, and, you know, the NFL historically, you start 0-2, and it doesn't mean your season's over. We've seen a lot of teams come back, but it does significantly increase it, even though it's only two games. So you look at some teams, like the Cleveland Browns obviously are looking to bounce back. But what do you make of the Minnesota-Green Bay matchup? And do you think Minnesota is going to pass as infrequent as they did in week one again?
No, I think Green Bay has a much better defense than Atlanta. So I think they'll give them some problems running, and they'll have to force the game into Kirk Cousins' hands. And I think historically, if you look at teams that had really big rushing success, the week before, they start having more passing success in the next game because teams will start loading up the box, and then that opens up passing lanes for the quarterback. So I think, yeah, the Green Bay is going to load up against the run. They're a better defense, and Cousins is going to have to put the ball in the air.
Ted, looking at a few other matchups, what do you make of the Bengals? You put up 400 passing yards in Seattle. Now, was that just opening game bad defense by Seahawks, or is this Cincinnati Bengals offense going to be maybe better than we expected, even though A.J. Green's not there for another few weeks?
Yeah, I was really surprised at how well the Bengals played Seattle, and that's one of those tough questions you ask in week one because you don't know exactly who these teams are. Is this team really that good, or is that other team that bad? And it's kind of hard to figure out in the beginning of the season. I don't think the Bengals are that good just because their offensive line is in shambles right now. And I think eventually that's going to catch up to them. I think the Bengals might be better than people think. But at the same time, the health of that offensive line, not having A.J. Green, that stuff's going to eventually catch up to them.
Ted Nguyen of The Athletic joining us here on the Jason Gregor Show. Ted, Connor Halley here. Looking at the Washington Redskins, Darius Geis placed on the IR with a knee injury. Adrian Peterson slotted to get the start. Do you think he can go in here and be productive?
Yeah, I still think he can be productive. In the preseason, we saw him run, and he was able to break tackles, run away from guys still. So he's still that great athlete we know. He's not, of course, not the old Adrian Peterson, but he's still enough of a freak to be productive if they open up some holes for him. So I do believe Peterson can have some productive games.
And then the Kansas City Chiefs, they'll be without Tyreek Hill. He's played a lot of games in the past. You know, they're not really used to not having him out there, especially with Patrick Mahomes. How much will the loss of Tyreek Hill affect the Chiefs in a negative way?
I think in game one, Sammy Watkins kind of surprised people. But I think just not having your best player out there and having giving a team a week to actually game plan against Sammy Watkins and game plan for the Chiefs offense without Tyreek Hill will be big. Obviously, the offense is still explosive with Shady McCoy, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, but not having one of the most explosive players in the league is going to hurt. And there was a report today that their left tackle, Eric Fisher, wasn't able to finish practice because he's injured too. So we're waiting on word to see if he's going to be able to play. The Chiefs are a little banged up. And to answer your question, I think not having Tyreek Hill will hurt this offense.
Ted Nguyen of The Athletic joining us here on the Jason Gregor Show. How about Antonio Brown in New England? Obviously, the off-field news are kind of stealing the headlines, but he is not exempt. He will play this weekend, it looks like. How do you think he will be implemented into this offense with such a short time with the team?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it's going to be difficult because, you know, you hear all these reports and all these ex receivers talking about how hard that New England system is to pick up. And I think Antonio Brown is very football smart, but I don't know how much of that offense he's going to learn. He's probably going to have about, you know, maybe a list of 10 to 15 plays specially made for him, where he'll go in, and if he's able to capitalize in those moments, then he might be able to make a few big plays. I would expect him to have maybe two or three big catches, but I wouldn't expect him to be, you know, have a typical Antonio Brown game and have, you know, 8 receptions for 150 yards just off the bat.
Ted Newton joins us, Athletic NFL writer. Ted, are the Steelers that bad defensively, or are the Patriots just that good?
Oh, man, it's a little bit of both, because the Steelers have a lot of talent on defense, but I just don't know what their defensive coordinator Keith Butler is thinking. I mean, last year you had the debacle where he had linebackers covering Keenan Allen man-to-man when they played the Chargers last year, and then in week one we see a linebacker covering Josh Gordon one-on-one. So they have some talent there. It's just that scheme is just confusing. I don't know why, you know, how you could do that and sleep at night. So a little concerned with the Steelers scheme, but, you know, talent makes up for a lot. So I just think they ran into a New England team that's just loaded and always ready to play week one.
One last one for you. You look at the Chicago Bears. Now, they had one of the easiest schedules in the NFL last year, went 12-4. And I think they have what's deemed a seventh most difficult schedule this year. And I know that's always a little bit weird, because New England people are like, well, their schedule's easy. Well, that's because 6 games are in their division against Miami, Buffalo, and the Jets. And that's never going to change. Until those teams get good, they're always going to have a somewhat easier schedule. You know, the Bears obviously lost a tight game in week one. You look at that team, are the Bears like 12-4? Are they close to that record? Or do you see them more as a 9-7 to 10-6? What type of team are you expecting out of the Bears?
That's exactly. I actually see them as a team that's going to regress this year. So I think 9-7, 10-6 is a fair prediction for them. I think losing Vic Fangio is bigger than people think. They have a lot of talent on defense, so that's going to make up for things. And I don't think Pagano is a terrible defensive coordinator. I just think Vic Fangio is that good. So I think their defense will take a little bit of a step back. Offensively, I think they're going to take a major step back, just because I don't see Mitch Trubisky as a top quarterback, and I don't think he's going to develop into one this year, especially. He's just so inconsistent when he has to move on from his first read, and Matt Nagy can only draw up so many plays that gets guys wide open for him. And, you know, now that teams have film on his offense, knows what he wants to do, it's going to be a lot more difficult to do that. And they're going to really challenge Trubisky. And I just don't see him stepping up to the plate this season.
Ted, as always, thanks for this. Enjoy week 2.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.